Later this week, millions of Americans will be sitting down to meals of badly cooked Thanksgiving turkey. White meat will be doused in gravy to help diners choke it down, and undercooked globs of dark meat will be secretly pushed into napkins and trash cans all over the country. For decades, folks have tried balancing those white and dark meat cooking times through brining, basting, cold packs, and even dangerous turkey turning. But these techniques take some skill, and it's still a rare bird that comes out perfectly done. For this reason, chefs like Julia Child have famously urged us to break down the bird before cooking it.
We're going to roast the breast separately and the leg thighs separately and then sort of lean them against each other so it'll look like a whole turkey, but it takes about half the time.
Chef Grant Atkins heads up Chicago's Alinea restaurant, one that's been hailed as the best in the nation. A couple of years ago, he posted this online video advising folks to break down their birds and cook them in a water bath called sous vide.
How are you going to cook it? You going to throw it in the oven?
No, we're going to sous vide the legs. I don't know, maybe we sous vide the breast, maybe we roast it, maybe we do both. Sous vide it first, cook it perfectly, nice and moist, and then caramelize the skin.
So if the nation's best chefs tell us to break down the bird, why do so many of us insist on leaving it whole? Atkins offers one answer.
Because they're more interested in the tradition.
Heritage turkey farmer John Caveney has another theory, one that implicates a particular piece of art.
I think it really started with Norman Rockwell's painting. It's a picture of the family sitting around with a huge turkey on a platter. But prior to that, meat was cut up in the kitchen and brought to the table, sliced, or at least in more manageable sized pieces than a whole turkey would be.
But while Rockwell's 1943 painting certainly offers an indelible Thanksgiving image, whole turkey roasting long predated the work, according to food historian Bruce Craig.
When turkeys first appeared in Europe in the 16th century, they were cooked in various ways, but roasting was one of them, and boiling was another popular way. Whole roasted turkeys, stuffed and roasted, by the way.
But those whole roasted turkeys didn't look much like their modern-day chesty cousins. According to Craig, they were like comparing Gwyneth Paltrow to Dolly Parton.
I can see you're disappointed by the way you look at me.
They were much smaller and much smaller breasted. The modern turkey is a broad-breasted turkey, which was developed during the course of the 19th century.
According to the USDA, that modern bird with all the easily dried-out white meat made its commercial debut in 1947. That's 4 years after Rockwell painted his turkey, a bird which Caveney says looks to him like a smaller-breasted heritage breed. So maybe we shouldn't blame Rockwell after all. Maybe we're chasing after a Rockwellian ideal, but with the wrong bird. If Rockwell's turkey was indeed an old heritage breed, one with a more balanced dark and white meat ratio, it might have actually made sense to roast it whole. But for the vast majority of Americans who'll buy a broad-breasted white for dinner, food writer Janet Fuller says it's time to break it down.
By breaking it into parts and sort of doing it in stages, you don't get the overcooked, dried breast meat that so often I think people experience.
A couple of years ago, as food editor for the Chicago Sun-Times, she urged her readers to swap the whole bird for a better way. She even served a broken-down version at her own Thanksgiving dinner. Without, she says, any major revolts.
The leg meat in particular was, amazing and sort of really fall off the bone, and you're braising it in this liquid, and that liquid becomes your gravy, which was amazing. It was fantastic, and no one was complaining about, why didn't you bring the whole thing to the table? Because it's all going to end up cut up anyway, right?
Right. But according to the National Turkey Federation, that promise of deliciousness is not enough to change American eating habits. Despite all the high-profile boosters for the broken-down bird, the Federation expects the vast majority of Americans to be serving their turkeys Norman Rockwell style. Dry meat and all.
I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me.
Monica Eng, WBEZ.